Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you.
Do you want me to call you Delilah?
Please do.
Okay.
This is love.
This is good.
It's such a good song.
I love that song.
Yeah. I haven't heard in a while. So thank you for...
You're welcome.
...refilling my earbuds.
Did you listen to this all the time when you lived in New York?
Yeah, it was out right... I'm trying to think when it was.
Once you moved home.
Yeah, it was after. Yes.
How have you been?
Wonderful. And you?
Just fantastic.
Hello.
Just so excited to see you.
Knocking at the door.
Let's go.
Yep.
Yes. By the outfit you are wearing, it just says, come on, butterflies and... birds,
tulips, and
all of it.
Yep.
Easter.
Yeah.
Already been here.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No. Nope.
I don't know.
I need to
look at a calendar eventually.
Yeah,
one day.
Yes. Easter's been and gone. We all hid our eggs. 2006 of them.
Yeah. Had all my people stuff them.
Mm-hmm. I have the best relatives in Idaho ever.
Oh my gosh.
So amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's fun to go out there. They're the best.
Yeah.
Thanks. Cousins.
Love that. Today. Yeah.
National
Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Now that's a legitimate national day.
Mm-hmm.
About time there was a real one on this list. Are you more peanut butter or more jelly kind of guy?
Definitely more I like it 50-50.
Yep. It's got to be an even Steven.
Yeah, not too much peanut butter, not too much jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And World Autism Awareness Day. So I feel like that's a good...
That's a legitimate one as well.
That's a good one. My ear hurts.
Oh, girl, here we go.
Yeah, and welcome back to another episode of Coaching Caffeine and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena. We're back to a hot topic.
We are. Yes, we are. I'm going to give you a few. Okay.
All righty. I'm ready. These are actually from the list, people.
It is,
You sent these in to us.
So we're going
to
do two of them.
We're going to cover two, or you're going to throw out two?
I'm going to throw out two.
Okay. This is how unscripted we are.
How to handle fake friends.
Okay.
Or
check.
Okay. How to be classy and real in a world that is only concerned with look at me.
Ooh, let's go with number two.
Okay. All right. So again, the topic today, how to be classy and real in a world that is only concerned with look at me. And just like our comedy shows, I just sit here and I listen. So you take it away, the topic, and I'll just be over here.
Well, I think there's a couple ways to go about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because like everything we do, and as we've had guests on, a lot of times they say, you know what? You're going to do things differently when you're a parent.
Yes.
You know, you prioritize and look at things differently when you are in charge of lives of young people.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 years ago, if you would ask me this question, I possibly would have had a different answer.
Yeah.
And I think like everything, there are seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And priorities shift. Mm-hmm. Hopefully one major one doesn't, like faith first.
Yeah.
But so if talking about that, if you have faith first, I think everything else starts to fall in line. But as your faith shifts and something else takes precedent, then those things you just talked about, because this is fake world, right? How to stay classy in a world that's all look about me.
Yeah.
I live in the country. So there's not a whole lot to see.
Yeah.
It's like
real life.
It's really hard to keep up with the Joneses when you live in the country, because you're not parking by the big house every day. You're not,
right.
I don't have a brand new vehicle. I'm not seeing everybody else's fancy cars.
You're not comparing your flower bed to their flower bed.
I'm not seeing how green my grass is, or if my kids have the newest bike or if they have the new scooters. So I'm just not, it's not in my view.
Right.
So it's something that I'm less aware of.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
And I guess for me, how to be classy and real, you don't want to be fake.
Nope.
So like speaking on the real thing with your friends, if you can't be real to your friends, are they friends?
Nope.
You know, I think that's one thing I appreciate with our relationship.
Yep.
We can be pretty honest with each other.
If we were videoing this session right now, you would have already shoved me in a closet by the way I look, okay? I had a recess duty and my eyes were assaulted by the wind.
They don't look at
me. They don't. I look like I've been crying for days.
Mm-hmm.
My makeup is, I don't even know if I have any left. Actually, I do, because it's really spotchy on my lids.
Yeah.
And guess what? I have somewhere to be tonight.
Yeah.
And
just go with it.
I'm just going with it.
This is real. Yeah.
People had a recess duty, had a windy recess duty. Mm-hmm. We had podcasts and then I had somewhere to be.
Here we go.
Sorry, people.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah. I have to teach my girls now by living it. Mm-hmm. I don't get to in 20 years say, here's what I wish I could have done.
Yeah.
I do like to dress the part, meaning
like a librarian,
good, like a librarian.
Cardigans.
It's always going to be a cardigan. There's always, yes. Yep.
I gave you some.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Thank you. Haven't even gotten through all that, but look good, feel good, but I'm not looking good, feeling good by spending a huge amount of money and making my kids think it's important by what brand we wear or how much we spend that makes us look good and feel good. It's just like, I'm going to shower. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to put makeup on. I'm going to look semi put together like a professional, but it's not, I don't honestly keep up with the trends. I don't have time. That's just not my thing. I'm not watching what's the latest current, but I want to look nice, you know, but I'm not going to go out and drop $500 on a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Or I've never in my life had a brand new vehicle and I'm almost 50 years old. Never.
You and my sister, both.
Never.
Both. And it's perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
You're still getting from point A to point B.
Yep. And we have a work car.
Safely with children.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good work.
My house, you know, like we worked hard to have our house, but guess what? Lived in it for a long time and the basement wasn't even never finished. Still parts aren't. So that's just
you
the
just
way
do
we,
it.
That's the way we live.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids don't have any technology. So
besides when I get Vivi a phone,
that's not happening.
Yeah. For her birthday.
Yeah. When she turned 22,
13.
Yeah. They just, you know, so my kids, and I think that's the thing. If you stay away from social media and that consuming you, you are unaware of what you don't have and what the things that you don't really need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also I think that goes back to being classy, you know, to be classy, you have to be real.
Yep.
And you don't want to raise classless children.
Yeah. 100%.
So you want to be real with your kids and teach them to be real humans that are nice to others.
Yeah.
Cause then, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things when people, because they see it in a small setting with children, because Susie Q has Lululemon and all that. And so then they think they should get that as well. And then, you know, but as a parent, you still got to be real with them to teach them. It's not about that, you know,
100%.
And teach them the other things of life.
Yeah.
That aren't things.
Oh man.
You know, that is not what life is about.
Yeah.
You know, I think, I don't know, my kids, Tripp's been into this thing. Like, why do we live in such an old house? It's not about the age of a home, Trip. It's about what's inside the home. Like you have a mom and a dad and food on the table. There's bigger things to teach. And again, I think that's about being real with your kids too. I'm not going to lie. Like I mean, I like to drink Jolt and Joe's every now and then.
Yeah.
You know, there's things.
Do your kids get one every day?
They do not know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not their time yet.
Do you have a Stanley?
As a gift? Yes.
Okay.
It was gifted to me.
Would you buy your kids a Stanley?
No.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah. No.
No judgment.
No judgment.
That's what you
want to do. That's great.
My kids have to go to school with kids that have a Stanley and they'll say, I don't have a Stanley. And I'm like, nope. And I don't either.
Yeah. You know, maybe if it was on their birthday list.
Yep. Nope.
Maybe.
Nope.
Yeah.
Still not.
Not doing it.
No. That was on everybody's Christmas list.
My kids are at the age though where that's not on their list.
No.
My kids are more or less. Yeah. Their lists are so cute at this age.
Yeah.
They're adorable.
Even for my kids, because my kids have to wear a uniform every day. So they're not asking for the latest trendy clothes article because they're not seeing it.
That's nice.
And it's not something they have to be exposed to.
That'll be not the Cope's kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Letty will want crop tops and shorty shorts.
Yep. That's public school for you. That's pretty much the, actually, I guess public schools does have a wardrobe or a uniform.
Yeah.
Less is more.
Their shorts have to be longer than their fingertips, right? That's still a rule?
At the Catholic school, not where you're
going. Public school?
Yeah.
I remember that being a thing.
Where you're going. Okay.
No.
Okay, back. I don't want to get off topic
before
I go to the next, you know, like, but it's, and you have to be married to somebody who's the same way.
Yes.
I think.
Kind of.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of people who maybe, I guess sometimes maybe a wife or a husband is more into mm-hmm. the clothes they wear, the things they wear. But I mean, Jake says all the time, he's like, it's so easy because he can buy me flowers from wherever and I don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's at a gas station, I'm 100% fine with it because it's the thought. And mm-hmm. I genuinely mean that.
Yeah.
Not always. If there's something like more specific I'm looking for, but you know, or he doesn't have to have a certain kind of polo or a certain kind of shorts or a certain kind of shoes. He's just like, if it fits, it works kind yeah. of idea.
So question for you, how do you make sure that you stay real and classy? What is something that, how do you make sure you're true to that?
Reading the Bible.
Okay.
Because if once I start to float away from that, and if I don't start my day with that, it's mm-hmm. very easy to start to get clouded up with all the other stuff that doesn't matter. And that's classy as in how I talk to other people.
Yeah.
'Cause sometimes when I've not been my best self, it's when I haven't started my day the right way. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and then you got to keep yourself in check in the sense of like taking care of your spiritual, mental, physical health. 'Cause if I'm tired and I'm frustrated, all those things that don't matter start to matter. You know, like yeah. my pants don't yeah. fit. Yeah. Then I'm pissed that I'm not 15 pounds lighter or yeah. I'm mad that, you know, I don't have something different to where I can't go, or I'm not just running out to spend some, you know, buy something new because to make it fit or have it look mm-hmm. better, or that has to be the way. And I just, material things don't mean a lot to me. They mm-hmm. really don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen the car that Jake drives to work or the pickup he has. We're just not those people. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time for it.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to be what my kids think is important or that that's my legacy. You know, that I had a new car and wore nice things.
Yeah.
Hello. Look at me in my
hot. You are a gift in itself. I would just take you home.
Get in line. Yeah. No, I probably look like a hobo a lot of times and I just don't realize. I have leggings that I have had because the good thing about a legging, they stretch.
They fit to your body.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
That are over 15 years old.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Two of my favorite sweatshirts I got when I lived in New York. And that's over 20 years.
That is awesome. Good for you, Lena.
Yeah.
I am just out with the old and with the new. I don't buy things full price, though. I'm pretty, it's pretty,
I don't either.
A little yeah. rough. Yeah. yeah. Better have a discount or.
Yep.
And I'm not afraid to a go BOGO. Shopping. Yeah. Yes. Anything. Yep. Yeah.
All cheaper, my work, the better. All my work clothes, and everybody knows this, are from Old Navy.
I love that. See, I just like realized about Old Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I worked at Banana Public for years, right. and the whole thing was having levels.
Mm.
So if your status, and that's what's important, you shop at yeah. Banana Republic.
Okay.
Gap is for yeah. the trendy college, the yeah. family, mm-hmm. and then Old Navy is for us lowballers.
That's us.
Yep.
Yep.
I
yep.
just need a 20 different color pair of pants. And I do like my color.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
I'm getting
yes
for,
you do. I just noticed your tennis shoes match your pants.
Of course they do. But cute. I got these pants for $11.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got these in a package of five,
uh-huh.
these tights.
Yeah.
Leggings.
And they're all black.
Yeah. Well, these are actually navy blue. There was one navy blue
oh,
pair. Really look at there. Those are navy blue.
That is navy now that I see it against yes. the face of your phone.
And I thought you were talking the face of my ankle because no. how white it was.
Oh, no. But do you have the newest iPhone?
No, I don't. I really wish I did.
I don't wish I do because I don't even want to know the price tag on that.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. For phones, I do. My phone is not, because one kid just looked at my phone. They said, whoa, what model is that? It only has two cameras. I said, two what? Cameras?
How many cameras is it supposed to have?
Let me see. Turn yours around. Is that two? Yeah, we have know. Like the same model.
Okay.
Yours is just
mine's the mini.
Yes.
I get the small one.
There's like four cameras now on the new one.
What?
Yeah, or three. There's a lot happening right here.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. I use my phone a lot for photos. So then yes. sometimes I feel as if it is. Yeah, I should probably get the
I'm going to use this phone until it dies.
Yeah.
Like, dies.
Yeah, it's
like,
done for.
It doesn't. Usually we go and get new phones mm-hmm. when we can't, when it's not ringing.
Yeah.
And
you can't hear it or won't charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. I guess for me, I try to, since you're asking.
I was getting ready to, yeah, but I wasn't done.
Trying to be real and classy is, especially around people, because I feel like those words have to do with people.
Yeah.
Would somebody leave you and be Lena, that's a real person right there. She's really classy.
Oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
classy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me,
thank you for getting us to the point.
Yeah. You're welcome. Am I leaving people better than when I first came to them.
Yes, you are.
You know,
I'm
so
one of those people.
So that's one of my things. Mm-hmm. One thing, it's not just a big change in myself. And I think it also goes back to faith again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I leaving people better than when I came to them?
Mm-hmm.
And am I being an example for my children because I'm a mom now,
mm-hmm.
and for my players?
Yeah.
Am I somebody that they want to look up to and just be, she was real and you know, she's honest. And that's one of my biggest things now too. I'm not going to hang out with people that I can't be honest with. And then them not being able to take it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never going to hurt anybody's feelings, but mm-hmm. if I feel as if I might be able to say something that might leave them thinking or make them better, then I'm going to say it. And if mm-hmm. they can't take it, then those are probably the people I don't need to be around.
That's one thing I like about you. And I think if people look from the outside, you've had a situation, I think anybody can in their job, where you can say, how many players have come back to want to coach with you?
Yeah.
That says
that's
a lot.
The cool part.
That is really mm-hmm. cool. So like you're, you know, as people are listening, they could say if they weren't in their position now and they were somewhere else, how many people would want to come work for them there?
Mm-hmm.
Because that means you are bringing people along with you.
Yeah.
And not trying to just better yourself.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that you do very well.
Thank you.
And you, I know when you are challenging me, you'll say it like this. Well, I didn't really understand. You kind of put it as a question, like mm-hmm. we were talking about rules of something. You're like, well, I didn't really know the rules before or understand the changes. It's making me think about, it doesn't mean that what happened is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, let's just step back and look at this. Cause you and I can disagree and believe me, we have.
Yeah.
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 I mean, yeah. You know, and you could probably be like, I missed a meeting. We had a very important, we're doing this, a very big thing that we're not announcing yet. We're doing a very big thing. And I missed the very first meeting. You could have been upset with me for a while and you had every right to be because I missed, but guess what? I'm human and I'm a mom and I messed up and I,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I do think two things on Lena's behalf that also helps me to become better. Maybe you guys can listen to this and jot this down is one, Lena always, if she has something that she wants to tell me, she says, can we speak openly right now?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I have a minute? I did
always.
Ask. Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people you want to surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even need to ask me that question anymore, but I love that you do it because I always think you're just speaking freely mm-hmm. and I'm just like, okay, yeah, go. Yeah. But you might be saying something to me that I might not like hearing, but I need
mm-hmm.
to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Sure.
So surround yourself with those kind of people. And then secondly, I'm quite sure it was you when you made a comment about just being real and being classy. Do you ever remember what your mom looked like in a swimsuit?
Oh, I did say that.
Because this is one of my biggest things. I'm 36 and I see a lot of hot moms out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look like those hot moms in their swimsuit.
Yep, me either.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
100%.
Stop.
Don't care.
Because as a child, you were just, you don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my mom in a swimsuit, but I don't remember what she looked like. I just know that my mom was present in a swimsuit.
Exactly.
That's
it. You would know if your mom never went swimming with you.
Correct.
You would say, oh, my mom never went swimming with me. My mom was never in a swimsuit around me. My mom never wore shorts.
And that's me there for a moment. I never wanted to be in a swimsuit around my kids because I didn't like what I look like. No, that's not what it's about.
Send them to my house and then they'll really appreciate it.
And so it took you telling me that, which mm-hmm. but luckily I still have time to throw on a swimsuit and go have time with my children.
Yeah.
And be A-okay with it.
Yep.
Heck, at this point, I even told you the other day, I was like, shoot, you know, they need lifeguards. I might as well just jump in there and help them out.
We could do it.
We could do it.
I was a lifeguard once.
Lena the lifeguard.
Lena the lifeguard.
That'd be like a Barbie.
I wonder what they are named because they should be
Lena. There should be a Lena the lifeguard.
Yes, 100%.
Yes. It's just, you know, it's about making memories and showing up. It does not matter what you look like.
Nope.
And you know, looking good makes you feel good, but everyone's beautiful.
And your kids are different. My kids are different. I have a kid, you know, who may later on in life want to wear more makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one doesn't really care a whole lot. Still mm-hmm. wants to look nice, but her definition of nice is different than the other ones.
Yeah.
And neither one is right or wrong. And that's what I love. You have athletes who really sometimes like to get dolled up and pretty. And you have some that are like, this is it.
Yeah. This is my face.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I love that my girls get to see every angle of that, that it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, good topic.
I think when we're coaching young kids, and this is something I said to my team, because you know, when you go to volleyball tournaments, mm-hmm. you have to ref a lot of times because there's not refs that are right. hired. So the kids have to ref the other games. They learn what it's like to be in that position mm. and to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. And then they have people say things to them. And my daughter's had it with keeping score at the Y. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this gives them an opportunity to be on the other side of it and to know what it feels like to miss something. Because a ref is going to miss something, people. They're, yeah. It's just going to happen. It's human nature.
Yep.
But to be real and classy in that moment and to step up and be like, hey, I've been there, I've been on the other side of this. It's not that fun.
Yeah.
To be yelled at by something that was just human error. Like, let's move on. But I talked to girls. I said, I would rather work with a group of girls that want to get better together rather than just focusing on them getting better themselves. Mm-hmm. Because that's what makes a team. And that's the fun thing about team sports is I know yeah. some people want to pull away from team sports because of that, because kids become too individual focused. Well, that's where as a coach, you got to step in and be like, no.
Yeah.
Speaking of keeping it classy and real.
Yeah. And take care of everybody. Teaching your kids, your athletes to be yeah. classy, not yelling at the refs, not yelling yeah. at teammates and all that. Mm-hmm. That also goes in with being classy.
Okay. So being classy and real, you're mm-hmm. in a room and you're doing some work stuff and you're getting ready to leave and somebody comes in and they just unload mm-hmm. about somebody else. Mm-hmm. How do you keep it classy and real in that moment?
Gosh. You know, one of my things now that I've been working on is just being present in the moment. And so if somebody came in and they wanted to talk to me, that's okay. They chose me to listen. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of goes back. What are they talking about? I try to question a lot of things, you know, just getting them looking at the other side of things. Okay. You're upset at this person, mm-hmm. but what if, cause we have no idea what is going on in anybody's world.
Right.
Unless you guys are so inseparable, you're telling everything to each other. Mm-hmm. We are close. I don't know everything.
No.
Same. So right, you might be having some, you might be coming to me mm-hmm. unleashing about somebody mm-hmm. because it's, you have something else going on.
Right.
You know, so I guess my, in my, trying to be real and classy, just being real and classy. I can always listen. Mm-hmm. I can always listen. Sometimes I don't even need to give a response.
Exactly.
Because what if I'm friends with both people?
Oh yeah. Right.
I'm Switzerland. I'm just yeah. here to listen.
Yeah.
And then just make sure you're okay in the long mm-hmm. run. And so that's for me to be real and classy. And then mm-hmm. also just to give them questions to make them think about what is being said.
Right.
Very good.
Oh, that's really good. I'm going to use some of that.
You know, and sometimes I always have to tell some of my friends, I'll tell you just, hey, like, keep me on check here. Mm-hmm. If I even start,
yeah.
say no.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Tell me, stop. There's bigger things in this world. Mm-hmm. We were given today.
Right.
It's exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because my girls are getting to the age that they can have something happen at school that's frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, and they can come to me and be like, X, Y, and Z happened. And I will say, do you just need to vent? Because at this age, they need to learn to understand it's okay to just want to vent in a safe space. And I should be able to be that safe space for them. So if it's about a friend or a teacher mm-hmm. and they're just needing to get something off their chest, but what they don't get to do is then go and call two or three people
and continue it
and spread yeah. ugliness.
Yeah,
no, they don't get to do that.
No.
And in the moment of venting, they get to get off their chest what is bothering them, mm-hmm. but they don't get to tear down the other person.
Correct.
You know, like you and I have had bad days, like mm-hmm. where someone's frustrated us and and it's very quick. Mm-hmm. We don't allow each other to go on about, you know, whatever, and then just get ugly with people.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't do either one of us any good.
Yeah.
It's not rectifying the situation.
Agreed. I mean, I do think a healthy vent session is sometimes needed.
Yeah.
And then it's done.
Yeah. That's what therapy is.
Yeah.
You're getting stuff off your chest that you yeah. don't know how to
I remember
process.
Going into work one day, I said, okay, I'm done. That's yeah. it. Mm-hmm. Today's a great day.
Yeah. And the other thing is you have to put it back on the person. I had to put it back on my kids and say, what can you do mm-hmm. to make yourself respond to this differently, AKA better? Mm-hmm. And how can you take this information to then not in return be that way to some, like learn from it.
Yeah.
But don't make it about who they're upset with, make it about how they can react. Cause really reaction is yeah.
Truth.
And
truth.
The other question is, are you having your period? So let's just get that out there, that folks.
There, yeah. Or your man period. There's
yeah. They have those. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Gosh, great topic.
Very good topic.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. some mm-hmm. things that we also just need to remind ourselves sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's women's volleyball league going? Tournament starts next week.
Let me just say I love my team.
Yeah, they look fun.
We're fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
And guess I have what? Film of you serving about 15 underhand serves.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah. Clay says, man, she looks athletic.
Yeah. If you've ever watched somebody serve underhand and not think, holy moly.
They got it.
Their athleticism is top notch.
It's just.
You're unaware of what athleticism really is.
It's just like firing through your tennis shoes.
Yes.
When you literally. I mean, you're slinging balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hurting my here's butt. The thing. And I don't really care about the rules. Some people get a little caught up and like, bounced off the backboard or hit the ceiling. And then did this. I don't really care. If they don't call it the right way, I don't care.
You know, I peeked over there on your non-competitive rec league. There is a team there.
Yeah.
That needs to move over to the competition side.
They tried once and they didn't win a single
game. Yeah, so then they just went back. That's ridiculous. I've seen them. There's like five collegiate volleyball players on there. Now they're telling me they're playing for fun. Lies.
What? I don't know if I've seen this team.
I've seen this team.
Oh, maybe I haven't played this team. I did miss because of the weather. You know, that one time the roads, it's a real bad deal. Yeah.
Fun. So fun.
First of all, if you're playing at the YMCA, let's just, if you are playing
at the
YMCA.
And what does that stand for?
Young Men's Christian Association.
Yes.
Capital C. Everything else is lowercase. Chill out. Just have some fun.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you do get a t-shirt.
Which is really cool.
It is and nice.
Hopefully you never change sizes so you can wear that for the rest of your life.
But it's usually 100% cotton. Uh-huh. So that baby, regardless what size you get.
And it's like they have leftover smalls from the last year that they order them. That's what you're getting.
It's not going to fit regardless. Yeah. If it fits in the beginning, when you dry that baby. So get over yourself.
It's done.
Oh, and the people reffing, they haven't taken a reffing test.
Yeah, they're just... They're collegiate volleyball players that are trying to make a spare buck.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's just relax.
Be nice to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if a little girl who's 12 years old is keeping score and she gets behind, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah. Or if a small child that's 4 years old and her name rhymes with Betty and she needs to go potty, just let her mom go for a second.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
and
chill
out.
And
if she spills a bunch of stuff by the doorway and starts crying because someone asked her to pick it up.
Yeah.
Just...
Or they yelled at her. It's fine. You know what? Those people are just making your kids better. You know, be around people that can yell at your children to make them better.
People can yell at my kids.
People do yell at my kids.
I think I know somebody sitting in the room that did.
Yeah.
And then Lenny said our friendship was over.
Betty. Yeah, I don't know whose kid that is.
I don't know whose kid that is. But speaking of keeping it classy, I literally received a text while we're sitting in here. If I was missing a pig. Because there's one that's lost.
You guys have pigs?
No, we don't.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's a pig missing that was found. Potbelly.
Oh. And they thought it was yours.
You hear classy. Yeah. Anybody missing a potbelly pig north of Culbertson?
Colbets. Whitest. Question mark.
Colbels. Jake's going to be upset with you now. Colbets, my maiden.
I know. Colbets had pigs.
That's exactly why. It's not because
they probably think you have a pet.
And not because we have like two hog sheds that Jake uses as
storage units.
Yes, literally. Yeah. We are classy.
Oh my. Make this light since we know we just solved all the world's problems.
We did.
YMCA. Great. Keep doing it. Are you doing 2-on-2? Are they 4-on-4?
You know, we were going to, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't signed up yet. But that cutoff is coming up.
It is coming up.
So here's the thing, people, when you talk about you're needing something to do in a cook, there's a lot of opportunities.
There is so much to do.
So we have some really great pickleball courts. And if you have not.
Clay wants to know why you don't play pickleball.
I want to play pickleball. Jake is just now jumping on board. So I'm going to start playing. Because doubles. It's definitely in my generational bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah. My geriatric bracket. Either way, there is pickleball. Mm-hmm. We have nice tennis courts. Mm-hmm. We have nice walking trails, which you can ride a bike on as well.
Yeah.
We have volleyball at the Y. Mm-hmm. We have swimming at the Y. Mm-hmm. We also have a great theater downtown, the Fox Theater. Yeah. So the Southwest Nebraska Community Theater Group, they put on great plays.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fabulous eating establishments, whatever I just tried to say. We have a college that sometimes has sporting activities.
Yeah. We have a golf course.
We have a golf course.
We're going to start golf league.
We are doing golf league.
Yes,
that's what I told Jake I was going to do. So we're going to do golf league. You just have to wait. You better get a sign up. We also have frisbee golf.
We do.
We have a skate park.
Yes.
We're getting a new pool.
Oh, heck yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a nice movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
We have a popcorn store downtown.
Mm. We have so much.
We have so much.
So much. There is stuff to do here.
It's when, and I say this all the time, and I've said it since I moved back here, mm-hmm. if you're looking for it, you will find it.
Yeah.
It's when you're kind of okay with being at home and not having anything to do. Then
there's
okay.
nothing to do.
Yeah. Then there's nothing to do. I'm a cook.
Yep.
But there is.
There is.
There's a lot of fun stuff to do. You can always come to one of our shows.
Yes, you could always, or hire us to do a show.
Do you know who got us from the gala?
Who?
Aaron Peterson.
I forgot that we did that.
Yeah.
Aaron Peterson. What does she do?
It's a he.
Okay. What does he do?
I remember I had to call it.
Okay, which one? Him. So we had the podcast one, and then we had the show.
I'm pretty sure he got the show. I don't know. You know, I need
What does this Peterson guy do?
He's an architect. Yeah,
he wanted us for a show. How much did it go for him? It was probably the highest item.
Guessing around 10,000. Yeah.
Yes.
Why wouldn't it? People know what our shows are costing them. That's big money.
It is big money.
So hello, school. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Want some new science books?
You're welcome for the librarian salary.
Yeah. I think that's the only way I get to keep my job. Yeah,
is we donate those things.
Yes. Here's the other thing, people. If you're not able to be involved in things, mm-hmm. put your money towards supporting things.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
If there's a fun little tournament in town, put your money in.
Yes.
Your church, give your money. If they're doing something for the kids, your local sports team, put some money.
Yep.
It's all fun and dandy. Yeah.
But that was good.
This is one of our topic ones are short ones.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
Always.
Sorry about those two, you know, but then we brought you Cherokee to, you know, that was fun. And then us.
That's what's really funny.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, this song's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. Who do you think? Oh, are you listening to any new podcasts?
No, I've been just watching This Is Us and,
oh girl. Yeah.
What is very depressing.
Have I talked about Flash that we were watching Flash as a family show?
Oh, okay. We were watching Arrow. So now to Flash.
Arrow is a little
too much for the kids.
It's a little too much for the kids. Mm-hmm. Like I've really started pulling back into that PG genre. We got to stay. Yeah. Yeah. Anything over that, it's getting it. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I picked up a book. I bought a book for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very racy. It's a little much for me. Ooh. So it's a little hard. I might just have to pass that one on. Still, it's not a bad read, but I don't even remember.
I've been just catching up on the Bible, trying to beat everybody to be done with it.
Oh yeah. Kenlin and Jake are still.
I'm in Numbers.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, almost done.
Okay, as you're reading, are you like, never mind. That's for a whole nother topic.
Yeah, a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
And I am thankful for...
Who are you thankful for?
I'm going to say Olivia Meixner.
Oh my gosh.
Just...
Yeah, she's on my volleyball team.
Oh my, she is?
Why wouldn't she be? Hello?
I love her.
I know.
She is just...
She's real
a gem.
Melon.
Love her.
Yeah.
Great. She's a little young for your team, huh?
That's hurtful.
Okay. That's fine.
Well, you got to balance it out. You can't have everybody over the age of 50.
Right.
Gotta,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can't even go out with us.
I know.
She's out of age.
Hey, Olivia, will you stay here and watch the kids? She'd do it.
Yeah.
She'd do it very well.
Yeah.
She's a cool kid. That's all I can say.
I'm going to say then, since you said her, I'm going to say Emery Rose. How does Emery say her last name?
Emery Rios?
Rios.
This is your adopted student and you don't know her last name?
Okay, well, cool. She never shows up. She's the bailer of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
No, because she's a good egg.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part. I don't need to know all the other nonsense that goes on.
No, she's a great kid.
Yeah.
Raised well.
Here's the other thing. Yeah. As we're ending and wrapping up, we're talking about being classy. Guess what? People are going to make mistakes. You know what? And that's okay. Move on.
Forgive.
And move on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, because we were all young once and sometimes we're old and we forget how to act. And so we all need a little grace.
You know what? And sometimes forgive and help people out.
Heck to the yep.
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't had a cup of coffee yet.
Exactly.
Sometimes people say things that hurt. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's because they got a raging period going on and they've lost their mind.
Here we go back to the P word.
Well, it's real.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you everybody for listening to another episode of Coaching, Caffeine, and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena.
This one's for you. Oh, it's what you do to me.